Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Just another manic Monday.
Ah, you have no idea.
Wish it was Sunday.
Listen, it could be Sunday, and it will be sooner than later. How do you do? It's the Good Day program. Another good hour of conversation on the 29th of April. Yes, Monday. So, what you have to decide today, and Jay and I can help you with this as you desire, is to whether or not you need to put your foot on the gas or put your foot on the brake. Which is it that you're going to be doing today? Do you have your foot on the brake right now? Or do you have your foot on the gas?
Or are you just coasting?
Yeah, that's a good one, too, in the middle. Yeah, put it in neutral and coast to the red light. Or coast through the green light. Or, yeah, you know, the analogy, coasting through life. Spring is for new beginnings. So let's see if we can't get you into the acceleration mode if that's where you want to be. Maybe you're doing too much. You need to put the brake on. However it shakes out, yep, I think you have you can figure out the recipe, or perhaps during the course of the day or the week, we can give you some tips on how to do all of that. I know it's springtime, Jay, because I have my first tick bite of the season. And certainly that's something here on the farm to celebrate when the ticks are there. Oh, when the ticks
how many
go marching
in. How many
ticks
do you get if you're like, oh, this is the first of the season?
Last year I probably had a dozen or more of that. And this was right on the inside of my thigh. I didn't even see it. I took my shower last night. Sometimes they crawl. I know this sounds gross. They crawl up your leg, or they, you know, they have their way of moving around in a very silent bunch of critters they are. And they're really ugly, and they're nasty, and so you deal with them.
So many
with
diseases.
Well, I take a squirt of hydrogen peroxide, just squirt it on, and then they pretty much come right off. Okay, well, that's enough.
Best way to get one out that's embedded.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to pull it directly or something like that?
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to, but that's kind of what you have to do. If you put the, usually when you squirt the hydrogen, you know, some people put a flame to it. No, thanks. I'm not sure that's what I want to do. Squirt something on it, and they'll come off. All right, so that's our lesson in loins today and how to take care of ticks, depending on where they are. And I'm sure the folks at Progressive will be happy to hear that this previous portion of the program was brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance will provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car. They have complete protection no matter where you are. So if you want to figure out what you can save, you dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE and or progressive.com is a good place to go to figure it all out. Speaking of figuring things out, my God, this business with the protests, the high school graduations and the college, more of the college stuff, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of arrests over the weekend. The colleges now have decided to crack down on all these protester encampments that are around. And the ignorance that's being presented on these universities is just the students and the agitators. They're finding out that a lot of the people that come on the campuses who have bullhorns and are yelling at the students aren't even students at the university. They're there to stir the pot.
They just know that they're going to have an audience when they go there,
yep,
because a lot of
right
people will be there. It's graduation time.
Yep. So now the colleges are coming late to the party, but at least they're enforcing their own policies, which basically, and I remember back to my college days and maybe yours as well, Jay, but fast forward to today, encampments, like it was a, you know, like they were on the grounds of the campus to just, you know, what is it they call people when they move on to a college, not college, when they move on to somebody's land, the squatters. These are
yeah,
like
squatters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's no place for it. There's no need for it. The incredible... Here, we're supposed to... The college life is supposed to enlighten you. It's supposed to brighten you up. It's supposed to give you a window on the world. But yet, these people are singular in their thinking, and they are making decisions based on incorrect and kind of immoral positions.
Well, a lot of it is anti-war protesting across the board, just
yeah, well,
against
that's okay.
the war in general. And
yeah.
What was the big one? Was it Vietnam, when there were a lot of the anti-war protesters?
Yep, in my era.
But these poor college students who have done something amazing and are looking forward to the graduation are the same college students that didn't get to have their graduation celebration in high school because COVID shut it all down.
Yeah, right. That's true. You know, you look at all the... Again, these waves upon waves upon waves of college protests over the war in the Middle East. Some students who didn't have that high school graduation back in 2020 are getting out of college now, and they have certainly an emotion of focus that they, you know, they, as you suggested, they don't want to miss out on that experience again. So you've got, like, for example, USC... which had seen protests. There were like 93 arrests, if you will. There was a valedictorian speech from a Muslim student. That was canceled. And then they said they wouldn't hold their graduation ceremony, which is scheduled, I think, for next week. They'll be hosting a lot of events, including all the traditional individual school commencement ceremonies where students cross the stage. The bigger schools have it that way. I know. Where my daughter teaches at UCLA, they have just the students. She's in the English department. The humanities have their graduation, you know, the specialties, the sciences, and so they're smaller because they have so many students that are graduating. But now they're having to put in safety measures. The parents are nervous about coming. This is not right. It isn't. Mm-hmm. How dare you, actually? Those of you who want protesting is great, but... and I don't say keep it to yourself. That's not the suggestion at all here. But how dare you get into the face and try to stop things? You know, last week Mike Johnson was on a college campus. He's the Speaker of the House. And he, as often happens on campuses that tend to be more liberal, or I don't like that word, you know, whatever the word is for people on the left, or maybe I just say people on the left, the shouting down. And he was pretty good about saying, sit down and listen to what I have to say. And they still, you know, there's nothing, in terms of an educated person or somebody who supposedly is an educated person, there's nothing more ignorant than not wanting to either hear from somebody else who has a different point of view or not let people who may have a point of view that agrees with this guy hear what he has to say.
But I think sometimes people feel that same way on the other side, who are protesting feel like the other people who don't want to hear what they have to say are uneducated, are ignorant, and...
Well, no matter what side you're on, shutting down the conversation is ignorant.
Exactly.
And arrogant.
And anyway. A lot of times both sides feel that way. I personally am not somebody to protest, but I fully support other people's right to protest. But the problem is you get these, like you called them, agitators that get in there that aren't just protesting. They're just trying to stir things up,
trouble.
Agitate. That's when violence can occur because those are people who are not there to protest. They're there to stir things up. Rioters are completely separate from protesters, but protesters get lumped into them because the rioters go with mischief on their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just tired of it all. I don't want my life to be certainly surrounded with this kind of stuff as if this was the only thing that was going on. There are all kinds of things. I was looking at an article in the L.A. Times about these people. They gave examples of the folks who were, this is the president of the student body at USC. This is also in the New York Times. The New York Times, the LA Times, the same paper. It's the same, just a different header, but it's the same stuff in the paper. Saying that the shutting down of the graduation was a big hit to their morale. Yeah. And so for those who had drive-through ceremonies back in 2020, this is a chance to sort of really jump on the stage and have your right of transformation, if you will, from being a youngster to being someone who is an adult. That's kind of what this is, right? This is the way for a lot of people that they change. It marks the end of student and youngster.
And a celebration of all your years of hard work.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's what it's been. For most people, but it is a lot of hard work. Some people slide through. But anyway, you look around the country, Colombia, disgusting what's going on down there. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion with some of the schools that have made, you know, a mockery of all of this. I guess they're still going to have they're going to have graduation at Columbia, but that campus is physically and morally bankrupt and a mess. If you look at just they've made, and that's, what does that teach you too? You disrupt things, you bring trash on the campus. What is that about? How dare you? It's not your school. You paid to go there. Are you going to leave it in this kind of situation? Man, oof. If I sound like I'm annoyed, I am annoyed. All right, let's get off of the annoyance and get onto the weight loss program that comes from Calitrin and all the big deals that continue at TopLoss.com, celebrating their anniversary of being around for 27 years, celebrating spring, celebrating their successes, because that's really what you want to know about. You want to know how successful they are with helping people lose the weight. It's been years and years and years of success upon success upon success. And that's what you want to know more about. It's really the same sort of thing. It is so unique to all of these programs, and that's what you want to know about. So go to TopLoss.com, see the formula, the weight loss formula that is Calitrin, stimulant-free, drug-free, and all, you can get capsules and powders and liquid. Get rid of all of the weight. You don't have as much joint pain and more energy. Check it all out. TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomato.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's see how we relate to some of the farm food and family news of the day. We start the week with a couple of baby carrot myths. We need to debunk the story. If you have big carrots versus small carrots, listen. The home... I was like, what's the difference between a big carrot and a small carrot? All too often, baby carrots are thought of as being a wasteful pre-cut product. We can all do without that.
They're well, from big carrots, yeah, and then they're right, just cut down, and you are charged a lot more for them. But also, you know what? They're great dipping snacks, and if you don't have the time to just do it yourself, go ahead and grab them. And people think, oh, they're soaked in bleach, or they're gross,
no,
and there's water and stuff in the bags. It's supposed to be there, and no, there's not bleach on it.
No, as a matter of fact, one of the things about the reality of this is, well, for example, with me, I eat a carrot every morning and every night. And then I prepare a carrot for Daisy in her food. So she has a carrot and I have a carrot. I just think that they're just good for you.
Delicious.
And it's kind of fun. I don't dip them in anything. I just eat them the way they are. But yeah, they are. There's a lot of stuff around that needs to be debunked.
They're good in the air fryer. Like, get the
are they really?
Ones, the rainbow carrots, the purple ones, and the yellow ones, and the white ones, along with the orange ones. Cut them up, throw maybe a little bit of olive oil, but make sure it's pure olive oil, and some garlic, and maybe a little bit of seasoning. Throw them in the air fryer. Oh, so delicious.
Well, the baby carrots have as much nutrition as the big carrots do.
Because they are. They're the same thing.
It's the same thing. Right.
It is the same thing.
Sometimes they are cleaned in chlorinated water, according to somebody who grows a lot of them, but then that helps prevent the spread of any pathogens. That sort of thing is pretty common. It is also approved by the use of organic farmers as well. Whether they do it or not remains to be seen, but they can, and it still keeps the carrots into the organic department. But don't, let's see, there's no, baby carrots are not manufactured. You know, I started this thing many, many years ago, and people used to laugh about it, that maraschino cherries were made from potatoes. And people... they and I was very convincing with my argument when it came to that. Why am I doing farm food family now? This is social media time. How come I got off on the farm food and family thing? I wanted to talk about John Bon Jovi. All right, we'll save this. I'm disoriented, and I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes. But anyway, because this is the time in which we do social media stuff. John Bon Jovi is in the focus because he's got the problem with his vocal cords.
Yeah, he had that surgery.
Yeah, so he went to Shania Twain, who's a friend of his. She said, she's my spirit sister when it comes to this. And he said
well,
they went to
see. She lied to her. She lied to him.
She did? Why? How?
About how soon he'd be back to it after the surgery, how quickly he'd bounce back. And he's like, why is this taking me so long? She's like, well, because it's going to, but I told you that so you wouldn't back out.
Yeah.
She's like, if I was honest with you about how awful it was, you'd back out, and you needed to have this done.
I don't know that I would that I'm going to confirm that there was a lie. I think it was just a way as you're suggesting here, keep him on that course as a friend. It was a friendly gesture. And so, anyway, he's working on his 16th album, which is supposed to drop next month, I think, right?
It was all recorded post-surgery, so his vocals are a little bit more huskier and smokier, but it's still him. And it seems like Bon Jovi and John Bon Jovi specifically are still going strong. They're not going anywhere, and we're going to have a lot more new music from them. It just won't be they won't be touring any albums. He's like, I don't think I have the stamina to sing 2 hours, 4 nights in a row.
He was kind of good in a couple of movies that he was in, too.
He was.
Rom-coms. I found him a very likable guy. All right, so that's the update on John Bon Jovi and a little extra carrot news just for fun. It's 28 after. You're a good day.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in the bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DOUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Where you are, say that again, Doug. No matter where you are in the universe, you can turn that beat around and make it something that works for you. It's 34 after the hour. This is a good day program for Monday, the 29th of April, last Monday of the month. The Bay brings us more warmth. Where, like, there's my New England coming up. Well, warmth. Warmth. Get that R out there and sunshine. Through the course of this week, it's going to be a momentous week for those of us attached to the Good Day program, and I'll tell you all more about that as we go through the week. We'll be happy if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. You know that old song. Mm-hmm. There are this is going to be one of those days, Jay, by the way, where my tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth and I won't be able to see what I'm saying for not, you know, the whole morning, but certainly I have an emotional bent to my whole being, and so you'll excuse me if I get lost sometimes in the stories and the thoughts, like I just did. I don't know where my mind was. I started doing a food farm and family when wasn't supposed to even be there. It's another part of the hour. So anyway, I think what I always want for all of you is for you to be happy. I want to be happy. You want to, who doesn't want to be happy?
Yes.
You, mm-hmm. you run across
and genuinely
me.
Happy people want others to be happy too.
Yeah, exactly. We all have problems. We're all dissatisfied with something. We all do things sometimes that are silly and we wish we hadn't done them, but you correct those. That's part of being a human. You get better. And eventually the problems will cease to be if you focus on them. You know, sometimes problems can cause something bad to happen. You can be upset, you can be scared, you can be threatened, you can be angry. But then it's kind of it's go fund yourself. You know how that GoFundMe page works? You find a problem, or you are made aware of a problem that needs money, and
to something, or
people have you. Yeah, you donate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe what you need to do is start a GoFundMe page for you. It doesn't have to be money. It's just how you support yourself. What are your decisions? How are you planning things? What are your habits all about? Discipline sometimes is what some people need, and it's defined in different ways by different people. But don't wait for something bad to happen. Kind of look at what you know you don't like and just do something about it, right? There you go. I'm not sure whether I like or I don't. I don't know whether I like this move or I don't like the move. On Friday, I think actually on Thursday, we were talking about the Federal Trade Commission's decision to outlaw nearly all non-compete agreements. This is a shift in the law that could restructure the balance of power between businesses and the workers. That originally was supposed to be done by the unions. Sometimes the unions work, and sometimes the unions or the union bosses get in the back pocket of the owner, and so it really doesn't work too well. But what happens from this, in case you don't know how it works, it may, I'm not saying it will for everybody, but it might make it easier for a lot of people in the workers in the country to leave their jobs and work for a competing company, or maybe even start your own. Now, there have been heretofore company documents that were legal, that were created to keep you from going to work for another company if you decided to leave the company where you were. It's, you know, because of trade secrets oftentimes and confidential information. This has been going, this law has been in the works for a couple of years since Biden came in. One of the few things that at least is discussable, most of the stuff that he's done, and most of the people that he puts in charge of these departments are philosophers, they're not realists. So I guess in this circumstance, is this legal? Is it going to, it will take effect, I think, sometime this fall. And the rule, if it is permitted to stand, and that's why we're talking about the fact that there will be legal challenges to it in this court or the other, it may even go to the Supreme Court as far as that's concerned, because there are a lot of powerful business lobbies. And I, again, some of the things that are in this, the rule also applies to the pay. I think we talked about this last Tuesday or Wednesday, Jay. We're looking at the pay that people are getting now versus what they would get under the new rules and how that's going to be implemented and how you even can afford. You know, this is the other side of it. The business about non-competes is one thing, and it's worth a discussion, it's worth being studied, and maybe it's worth changing. But to force upon employers, and this is happening more in some of the states, I think this was California that I was talking about. I think it was last Monday when I was in California. I saw this and I thought, my God, how are people going to be able to go from even though we all admit that $39,000 a year is not enough to live on in most circumstances in our country, forcing employers to pay over a two-year period, move the pay scale up to $56,000 is untenable. It's unworkable. Most of the people that run small businesses, and I'm a pretty good example, are right on the edge, right on the, okay, is it profitable? Is it not profitable? Can we succeed or not succeed? Can we move forward or not?
Well, I think that's why so many people are moving towards only part-time workers. They're only having part-time employees.
Yeah, right. And so whether we shoot our, see, that's, and that goes back to the, what I said a few minutes ago about how these things are, the policy makers aren't people who have actually experienced the areas over which they are making policy. They're, you know, dreamers, they're theorists, they're, you know, professional processors. Maybe that's the right word for it. So there are some exceptions to this rule, however. One is for non-compete employment arrangements that have reached, you've reached it with company CEOs, presidents, senior business executives. Anybody who's paid more than $152,000 a year, probably you're not going to be able to take advantage of this. It's the people who are under them. But, you know, these agreements, the government needs to not be in this at all. This needs to be something that is figured out by people running companies. The more you hamstring people, the less there's going to be of innovation, the less there's going to be of people trying to stick their neck out. They're investing their hard-earned. You know, a lot of times you see these stories on Shark Tank all the time. People come in, they've got new businesses they started, they're looking for capital, they've mortgaged their house, they've put every penny that they ever had into their business. And so when you screw around with things like that, I think that's the most practical application, because it's the one that people see more often. People love watching Shark Tank, and they see how the system works. And so in this arrangement, you won't be able to protect what's yours, what you've created with the people at the top. So how do you get people? You know, how do you trust? How do you get people into your business that you can trust not to screw you over? I think that's what it means. And mm-hmm. So whether, you know, and when you, if your business is successful enough to go public, maybe that's where this stuff, it's a publicly traded company, maybe that's where this stuff should apply. You know, we're all, not we, well, collectively, we have a lot of people in the country who grouse about the capitalist system and, you know, how people, there's no middle class anymore and people get screwed by the guys who have all the money. And to a point, yeah, that's true. There is a lot of that. It isn't everywhere. Not every boss is a bad guy. Not every big company is a horror show. Not everybody in authority wants to strip workers of their contractual rights and screw them over. It depends on, you know, how smart, and that's what it is. Are you smart as a leader, or are you dumb? Encouraging your employees to do good work and to pay them for it, if as long as it fits into the realm of, you know, what you can afford, much as anything else. And so it's different for every company. I just think that there are a lot of companies that are out fully baked, if you will. There are a lot of people who have trade secrets. There are a lot of people who have a non-compete because it is in the best interest of both parties. Mm-hmm. The more you can be trusted, the more you'll be paid. The more you contribute, the more you get paid.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I think a lot of times businesses are looking for... Nobody's hiring with the idea of a revolving door. People want to hire people.
Right.
They train once, and then they just keep building up through the
yep.
ranks. They're there for years to come. There's no, like, okay, well, I'm here for now, and then I'm going to go find a different job or a better job and all this stuff. They want that better job to keep happening from within, but it is a partnership between employer and employee, and I can see where the non-compete and first no non-compete has pros and cons on each side.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to if the employee quits, yeah, a non-compete should come into play. But if the employee gets fired, a non-compete is just dirty after that. Like,
mm-hmm.
they were fired, and now you're telling them they can't go get work for a certain period of time.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of stuff that's inconsistent, shall we say. All right, this weekend, a lot of tornadoes around the country. A couple of separate storm systems traveled all across southern states. Leaving, I think, what, 5 people are dead as a result of all these tornadoes. Lots of people injured. This is Omaha, Nebraska. This is Oklahoma City. This is Iowa, all across the state, Kansas, Missouri. And warnings, I think, went all the way down to where you are, James, in North Texas, Louisiana, and then all the way up to Wisconsin. There were some warnings in Illinois as well. So there were lots of people around the country under severe weather watches over the weekend, and still there are hundreds of thousands of people as we go into Monday morning that don't have any power. And if you look at some of the photos and the videos of the damage, It is, it's peak tornado season, and this is what happens when the land is flat out in the plains. And so for another month or so, there is this damage, or the likelihood of damage, the likelihood of tornadoes. Anyway, you look at the conditions, two big storm centers come together. There were 80 tornadoes over the weekend recorded in these areas. 80 tornadoes breaking out. And there will be some more of this stuff as the weather gets warmer. We're supposed to have temperatures in the 70s today. I'm looking at that. So 60s the rest of the week, but today in the 70s. Here on the East Coast, where I am. Jay, what's it? You're more likely, not necessarily in Cleveland, but the land that's flatter in the southern part of the state to be vulnerable to this. Once you get into the mountainous areas where there's topography, the tornadoes don't really last.
They break down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
especially when there's large bodies of water. Well, and that was one of the things. We get tornado. Our county gets tornado warnings and all of that. But there was only, I think in my childhood, maybe one that touched down. And that actually affected my husband and I when we moved to Middle Tennessee in Nashville, where you get a tornado warning. That means a tornado is probably coming down your street.
Yeah.
Like, it took us a while to take the tornado warning seriously and realize, oh, no, tornadoes actually do happen.
This isn't Ohio.
This isn't Ohio, and nobody has a basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down there are no basements. There's no place to run to, no place to hide. And so you have a lot of certainly scary situations. Why is it that they always, I ask this, but I know the answer, why is it mobile home parks seem to be the favorite stopping off point for a tornado? And the reason for that is because tornadoes are electric storms and mobile homes are made out of metal. So they're attracted to the metal. Even though mobile homes are grounded, unless you've taken them off the tires and set them up in a more permanent way, sometimes that happens in some mobile parks. But for the most part, if they're on the ground, they're isolated and insulated, but only to having the stuff go through to the ground. The mobile home itself is an attraction. So that's why that happens, boys and girls. Here we are on the Good Day program, 48 after the hour.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good News. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. We've already been there and done that, at least with carrots. I don't know what else is there. If you want to check out what we had to say with carrots, then you better go to the Good Day download. The Good Day show plays all day, every day on the streaming facilities, and so you can listen to what we talked about with regard to carrots, right? I don't want to go back to carrots, unless you think we need to go back to talking about baby carrots. This is the whole tease here.
Well, spoiler alert, they don't have bleach, and they are actual, real, normal-sized carrots cut down. They're not a special breed or manufactured.
No. Okay. All right, we have a couple of serious circumstances here. Alarming levels of pesticides in all U.S. produce. This study is more involved. I think we've talked about pesticides in fruits and vegetables before, but this is pretty shocking. The stuff that's stocked in your grocery store, the 7 years of data the Department of Agriculture has gone through, the looking at conventional versus organic produce, stuff that's grown all around the country, and the pesticide residues that stay in the conventional. This is a further report. I think we did have some of this information on Friday, but we looked into it a little bit more thoroughly. 59 fruits and vegetables were studied by Consumer Reports, and this was dried stuff. This is canned stuff. This is frozen stuff.
Canned stuff has all of those, like, additional chemicals and a lot of times soap.
They're in the can.
To keep them fresh, not fresh, but you know what I mean. Make it last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But it's everybody argues about organic and whether or not it's worth the price. For anything where you eat the skin or leafy stuff, it is always worth the price.
Yeah.
And especially, go straight to the farm. Just go to the farm.
The hazardous pesticides that they're talking about, organic phosphates, the organo they call them, which have been shown to have neurodevelopmental effects on people, or all kinds of insecticides that have toxic effects.
So with these organic phosphates, would those still be considered organic because they're a living organism?
Well, they're trying to sell them as organic, but they aren't. By definition, they are not.
So nothing is to be trusted. It continues that we don't have food in our grocery stores. It's food-like products, even in the produce section.
Yep. You got to be very careful. If you're conscious or want to be conscious, the bar, some people say, well, the Consumer Reports people set the bar too high. Huh? What, your health and well-being? Why do you think that the death rate has stopped
in improving in our country because of all the God-blessed pesticides that harm your neurological system. They are disruptors of your endocrine system. And so you need to make more informed decisions, and that's what they have done. That's what Consumer Reports is much more objective than the government. Government can be bought off by whatever lobbyists are trying to get people in Congress to do. But you can't buy off Consumer Reports. And so that's why this has more impact and is more effective and is more something to read and think about. It's not all doom and gloom. You look at most of the foods that they looked into 59 specific foods, but a lot of other foods that they have also looked at that are nearly organic are not they're not things to worry about, but these things are grown on small farms, and, you know, that makes it easier to identify the problems. That's why that's why we do the American Family Farmer Show. That's why we have this report every day, Food, Farm, and Family, because we want you to know that there are places. It's not the grocery store is the last place to go if you want to get really good quality stuff. Right? I mean, you go there, you say, well, I don't have any place else to go. I doubt that's the case. I would say that pretty much everywhere across this country, you can find from this time of year on, and depending on whether you're in Florida or California or some of the states that are warm all year long, you can find fresh fruit and fruit and foods and produce every single day in some way, shape, or form.
There are farmers markets, even if it's weekend farmers markets or the farm stands. And if anybody is saying, like, oh, I live in a big city, of course there's no farms around, then you have grocery stores that work directly with farmers. You have those specialty grocery stores. So don't, there is access to good quality food. And it's just so disappointing when you look at other countries and the quality of food regularly in the grocery stores versus what we have to deal with, even when it's the exact same brand.
And to add to that, the whole kerfluffle about bird flu and cattle and what's important to know or not know here in the evaluation of milk in the grocery stores and somebody's finding some of the bird flu in there. Bird flu is not going to hurt you. It is not. It just isn't. So it's time we got around that and stop the hysteria. All right, 59 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.